Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter residents are urged to lock in their booster shots as soon as possible, with Omicron still widespread in the community. Hunter New England Health recorded a further 2,491 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours within the districts. The Upper Hunter regions tallied a total of 67 new infections, including 38 in Singleton, 17 in Muswellbrook, and 12 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. Hunter New England Health's Dr. David Durheim says research from the UK has proven a third booster is effective against the new variant, and locals should start making necessary arrangements.
We see that two doses of the vaccine for about 4 to 5 months provides about 70% protection against hospitalisation versus being unvaccinated. However, this drops after 4 to 5 months to about 50%. If you get a booster, a third dose, you're protected up to 90% against hospitalisation.
The Hunter Valley tourism sector is set to benefit from the bright and bold ideas of its residents. Singleton Council, in conjunction with Cessnock Council, have launched a new short survey that encourages locals to write down their thoughts on how tourism can grow in the Hunter. The survey asks residents to consider what they believe is important for visitors and what is needed in terms of infrastructure, roads and accessibility to the valley. Singleton Mayor Sue Moore says it's important the councils understand how residents feel, as they are the heart of shaping the future.
Anyone can benefit. It's sort of like whether you have friends or family coming to the area and want to check out what the highlights are of the area. So it's something to try to capture all of those ideas with a bird's eye view, so to speak, rather than simply going to the operators and asking what they think, and actually asking the users what they want from tourism.
And a fundraiser to lobby against bullying is coming to the Upper Hunter this weekend. Hunter Valley Ranch Sorting is hosting a fundraiser to raise money for Dolly's Dream. The event kickstarts this Saturday at the Merriwall Showground and will continue for the duration of the weekend. There will be multiple ranch sorting events over both days, alongside canteens and camping facilities. An auction dinner will be hosted on Saturday night. All money raised will go towards the Dolly's Dream Foundation.